down low. I have to stop. Man, I've got to get to the point where I can get to the rhythm. Good morning, Susan. And good morning and welcome to the Why Struggle podcast. I'm your host, Barbara J. Faison. And I'm also simulcasting with our group, which is called A Slice of Silence. So you'll hear me talking to people in the group live on Facebook. And if you're ever interested in joining us, just go to Barbara J. Faison, click the blue button, and join the group. So in the group this morning, we have Susan and Yvette and Henry, Yolanda, Andrea, and Chris. And I thought there was someone else. That's who's showing up now. So that's who I have listed in the group. So I welcome you in. We are here on Monday morning doing our card of the week. So that is from our deck by Melissa Reyes. So we'll pull that card. Yes, I thought Chris was there. Chris and Susan are together. And then we have our group of people. So welcome in. So I'm going to pull a card, see what comes out. Nothing's popping out. So we're just going to pick a card for the week. That was a little bit of Earth, Wind, and Fire. And the emotions. Oh my gosh. I'm going to have to pick an emotion song this week. I've forgotten about them. Play. I love this one. It's two dogs that looks like they're looking out the window. And it is Enjoy the Simple Things. Oh my gosh. Play. Enjoy the simple things. That's what we've got to do. We've got to learn to play a little bit more. Enjoy the simple things. Laugh. Woo, Lord, family. Yesterday, we were at my son's AAU basketball game, and between the games, we were trying to go get something to eat, and we were a little hungry and hangry, my son and I. And my husband's driving around, and we're like, where are we going? Because we're hungry. But I was proud that we both, my son and I, were both just like, okay, just breathe. This is birthday weekend. He gets to do what he wants to do, sort of. And I was really pleased that, you know, we got there and then we all just kind of started laughing about stuff because my husband has a funny, dry sense of humor. So it was just kind of funny when we went to this little place called the Blue Willow Inn, which is in Social Circle, Georgia. My son, Dwayne, says, I'm feeling like a plantation vibe, y'all. I'm cracked up laughing. I was like, that's very possible. We are in Social Circle, Georgia. So anyway, that was just a glimpse into my weekend, which I thought was kind of humorous. But I'm enjoying watching him grow and have maturity and not get as upset. And we all just kind of laughed the rest of the day for the most part. So anyway, I allow others to be themselves. Because who else can they be but themselves? I do not try to heal my friends. I do my own mental work and heal myself. This is the best I can do for others. The best thing I can do for others. I allow others to be themselves. And it's got a picture of faces on leaves. And then it says, I do not try to heal my friends. I do my own mental work and heal myself. This is the best thing I can do for others. Amen. And that's it. And I go back to what my girlfriend Kim says. If I have my makeup up here and I got the lipstick up here, I don't go to the mirror to try to fix it. I fix it on myself. And it is true, when we work on ourselves, everything else just kind of works itself out. So that's what we will meditate on today. I thank you so much for being here. We are starting our practice, and our meditation will begin with this tone. I will guide you in and out of the meditation, and I will tell you when to return. So if you'll keep your eyes closed until I ask you to open them, we will be good. If you are seated, just make sure that your butt is all the way back in that seat, that your body is upright but not uptight, and that if you're lying down, just flat on your back is the way to go. So let's have a little fun and play, and also allow others to be themselves. You know, we all have things that we can offer, and even the ones that we wonder how in the world are you doing what you're doing, they're doing it. So let them be who they are. All right. So, y'all, let's get ready to meditate. Ooh, my Southern really came out on that, didn't it? Ooh, sometimes that Southern just shows up. All right. Let's go. And we're going to begin by taking our three deep breaths. So we'll breathe in from the bottom of our stomach and we will hold at the top of the breath and exhale with a loud sigh. So we breathe in and out. Ah. We breathe in and out. Ah. We breathe in and out. And now just relax and breathe at your own pace, rate, and rhythm. And just be light and easy as we go into meditation. This is really about playing with what it is that we say we want. We just want to play around. It's nothing serious. Just breathing in and breathing out and paying attention to how you feel in your body. Being grateful for this body that gets us around, regardless of how many bumps and lumps and humps and all that kind of stuff we have. We're still grateful because it's getting us around the world. And we're sitting here, and as we sit, let's just think about the first person that comes to mind when we think about either judging or not allowing people to be themselves because we want them to fit into some type of ideal that we have for them. And whoever is the first one that comes to mind is the person. Tag, you are it. And as we sit and we breathe and we allow the feeling of that person to be in front of us, or we see that person in front of us, we just begin to send as much love as we can from our heart. We just send out a beautiful white light of love to their heart. And we just sit and allow that energy to leave us and to touch them, to connect us with whoever that is. Because we all likely have someone that we wish were different in our lives. And it may not be all the time. It just may be right now. We just wish they will do what it is that we want them to do. Doggone it. And we just see that love coming from our heart, going to their heart. And then that love just surrounding both of us. So we have a white light going from heart to heart. And then that white light surrounds both of us. And we just send love and acceptance and gratitude to that person. That person is allowing us to grow at a deeper level because we have to learn how to manage our emotions and be with them. And as we move into our space of silence, we just are grateful for recognizing in ourselves who that is. And it may be us. And so we sit and move into our space of silence, just surrounding both people in this beautiful white light of love. And we say thank you for all the gifts that we give to them and the gifts that they give to us. We breathe in and out, allowing that white light to wrap around us. And we say thank you. And I'll return shortly. Just say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I allow others to be themselves. I am safe. I am calm. All is well in my world. I am creating amazing life experiences. I trust myself and I am ready to move forward. I am loving, I am loved, I am lovable. I speak with power and purpose, and I speak only kind words to myself. I see the vision for my life, and I'm ready to go with my friends, ease and grace holding my hands. I am connected to all there is, and I trust that power to lead me to my next just right move. And no matter how things appear, everything is always working out for me, because everyone loves me and always wants to help me. Keeping your eyes closed, rub your hands together. Oh, and start moving your body around and taking some breaths. And let's place our right hand over our right eye and our left hand over our left eye. Take a deep breath in and out. Relax your hands. Take a look around and smile. Boogie Wonderland. All right. I thank you so much for being here on the podcast. We'll be here tomorrow at the same time. Remember to get out in nature, to just enjoy being out in Mother Nature, to stop and breathe and savor life, because it truly does begin with you. It begins with me. One breath, one thought, one deed. Namaste. Be well.